paragraph yotes. Ki ikur bechina zois lehiskarev daiko al yedei hisrachkus bebechina sholoim larochoik velakoroiv I efsher liskois kim al yedei hadibor digdusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal pulls out a new trick from his hat. He spoke before we had pages and pages of Rav Nosson Zal saying that the way a Jew is supposed to be is that no matter how close he gets, he still realizes he's far. But he didn't say how you do that. How does a person get to that? That's something that's not so easy. How does a person keep increasing their knowledge every day, hours, conquering another Gemara and another Gemara and another Shulchan Aruch and another Rishon, another Achroim and Medroshim and Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah? How does a person keep climbing that ladder at top speed and yet not think that he knows it all? Not think that he knows it, but on the contrary, the more he knows, to realize how little he knows. How does a person do that? Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible to achieve that other than through Diburim of Kedusha, through holy words. Ve'ikar al yedei tefillah. Again, the most important one is tefillah, praying, begging Hashem. Ki inyan rochoik v'koroif hanal, heinirin batchila kisoisrim zezeh chas hashom. Because this concept of far and close seem to be a contradiction. Make up your mind. This is crazy. This is religion. What are you trying to tell me? I should know that I'm far from Hashem and feel close to Hashem. Make up your mind. Which is it? Ve'ikar hasholoim v'ha'achro b'neim zoichin al yedei hadibur. And the way that a Jew could be zoicha to make peace between these two opposites, far and near, is through dibur. Ki hadibur bechinas tzipriso dekoyat karsulei b'maya v'reshe mote letzeis shmaya. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll take a look in chapter 11 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a story from the Gemara, and in that story, one of the characters is a bird, a very large bird, which is up to its ankles in water, in deep, deep water, and its head reaches up to the heavens. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that that represents dibur. Birds are called chatterboxes. Birds are a symbol of speech. It's mentioned in a few places in Likutei Moran and throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, other places. Ki ha'odom tzorich leida oitzim hisrachkusim Hashem Yisborach. Because a person has to realize how far they are from Hashem. V'yafal pikein yeida v'yamin shemitzad rachmav Yisborach hu koroiv ma'oid l'kol echod v'yechod. And yet the person has to also realize that based on Hashem's incredible kindness, even though I deserve to be far from Hashem, and even though I'm not qualified to come within a billion miles of Hashem, but mitzad Hashem's unbelievable kindness, hu koroiv moed l'kol echod v'yechod, Hashem is close to every single person. Afilu harechoikim ma'oid ma'oid machmas ma'aseim horoim. Even those people who have pushed themselves away from Hashem, they've distanced themselves from Hashem by doing all kinds of terrible things, even them, Hashem is still very close to them. Hashem reaches out to them. The pasuk says, Ato noisen yad lapoishim. You, Hashem, extend a hand to the sinners. Which sinners? We know there's chet, avoin, and pesha. Pesha is the worst. Pesha is a person who commits sin spitefully. And the pasuk says, Ato noisen yad lapoishim, that Hashem extends a hand, he reaches out even to poishea, this person who deserves to be pushed, to be sent to Madagascar, to be sent to Siberia, to be sent to another planet. So on one hand, this person is very far, and on the other hand, Hashem reaches out to that person. V'ho'ikar al yedei hadibur. And the main thing that makes all this happen is through dibur. K'al yedei hadibur, onu yecholin likroi soisei me'rochoik moed, because through speech, by speaking to Hashem, we can call out to Hashem. no matter how far away we are, v'hu miskarei ve'leinu al yidei zeh, and Hashem comes close to us. Hashem zooms down to us. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov. Hashem is close to all of those who call out to Him. L'chol asher yikruhu ve'emes, to all those who call out to Him with sincerity. Note, they didn't have to say that word all. It could have said Hashem is close to those who call out to Him. The Torah writes that word l'chol to emphasize everybody, no exceptions, no matter how far away you are, no matter how many terrible things you've done. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Umi goy godoil asher loy elokim kroivim elov, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. What great nation in the world is there, like the Jewish people, who have Hashem close to them whenever they call out to Him? Bechol, again, that bechol word there. Whenever they call out to Him. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also what the pasuk says, boire niv sfosoyim. Hashem creates the movement of the lips. Sholoim, sholoim, larochik v'lakoroiv. That's the pasuk that comes right in front of that, larochik v'lakoroiv. Right in front of that, it says, Hashem creates the movement of the lips. Boirei nivs fosayim daiko. Kaidei nivs fosayim, because by moving your lips, by davening to Hashem, by having a spoidedus, by talking to Hashem a lot, aidei adibur, aidei zed daiko, zoichen lebechin ha-sholoim larochik v'lakorhanal. That's how a person could be zoiche to this level. That even if he's still very far from Hashem, he can still get Hashem to reach out to him in incredible ways and bring him very, very close. And this is why our rabbis taught us to recite in the prayers of Chanukah these words. We have established these 8 days of Chanukah to praise and glorify Hashem's great name. Look at this. Out of all the things, the Greeks were against Judaism. They were against all of Yiddishkeit. Why is it that out of all the things, when the rabbis say they destroyed the Greeks and they established, it should say they established the Torah. They established all 60 Gemaras. They established all 5 books of the Torah. It doesn't say that. It says they established these days as days of prayer, days of lehoidoi sulahalel Hashem, shehu tikkun hadibur. That's one of the main ways that a person uses the dibur properly. Afal pi sheikranes hoya binyan neiros hamenorah. Even though the main miracle of Chanukah was brought about through the candles, was the candles of the menorah, that supply, that one day supply of oil that burned for 8 days. And regarding that, the rabbis gave us the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah. Okay, that's something that takes 3 minutes, or 30 minutes, or an hour for those people who do it ultra, is the Chanukah menorah. What do we do the other 23 hours a day of Chanukah? Afal Pikain, Hizkiru Bitfila, Rak Hahoido Vahalil Shel Chanukah. Yet in the Alanisim that we say in Shmone Esrei and in Benching, we don't mention lighting the Chanukah candles. In Bimei Matisyo, it doesn't say anything about lighting the menorah. It only mentions, it says the rabbis established these days as days of praise to Hashem. Because the true greatness of the miracle of Chanukah, which is reenacted every year, not just happened a few thousand years ago, it repeats itself every single year, including this year. We're waiting for Chanukah in a couple of weeks, Mitzvah Shem. What's the miracle of Chanukah? To bring about the downfall of the secular wisdoms, of the Greek philosophies, of those who deny the existence of Hashem, and those who disrespect the Torah, which are all derived from the Greek culture, these characters, these clowns, who want to run. They want to study and study and try to understand things that they're not qualified to understand whatsoever. They want to explain the creation of the world. They want to explain how the world evolved and everything, and they're not qualified at all to try to understand that. And they want to try to achieve the opposite of what we spoke about. They don't want to feel, they don't want to say they're far from understanding. They want to label themselves as the intelligentsia. We are the, these are the smartest people of the world today. They don't want to follow what the tzaddikim follow, that they always realize how far they are from Hashem, and that's what helps them come closer and closer. The only way that a Jew can be zoichet to all of this is through diburim of kedusha, shehu bechinas halel vohidor, of which a major, major part of that is praising Hashem, thanking Hashem, reminding oneself of all the good things that Hashem did, and praising Hashem, acknowledging it. Dahainu bechinas tefila. This is tefila. V'alkein tiknu loymar v'kovu shmenis amechanake lohoide sahalel. And this is why over there in Beimatisio it says that the rabbis established these days as a holiday. And what should we do on these days? Lohoide sahalel. Davin. Davin, 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 davin. Lohoide sahalel daika. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei hadibur shalatfila. Because the main tikun of Chanukah is through tefillah. Bebechinas boirei nivs vasoyim, sholoim sholoim larochoik v'lakoriv. That if a person wants to get to this level of sholoim sholoim larochoik v'lakoriv, how do you do it? By Hashem creating the movement of the lips, by that, by moving your lips, by speaking a lot of diburim of tefillah and Torah, that's how a person will get to this level.